Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
See, the church, by and large, has changed what Jesus said. They've changed according to your faith to according to His will. Is everybody listening? They've changed it. Preachers have changed it. Theologians have changed it. Denominations have changed it. They've changed it. It's a very sly, subtle change. And it sounds like you're magnifying God. Well, it's all up to God. It's all up to God's will. But it can't be respectful of God when it completely contradicts what Jesus said. That's how the enemy works. Very subtle. Very crafty. Jesus told people not just once, not just twice. What did He tell them? As you have believed, so be it to you. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. According to your faith. Did He say it? Not once, not twice, numerous times. According to your faith. According to your faith. According to what? Your faith. Not His will. If it wasn't His will, if He hadn't provided, if He hadn't told you about it, you couldn't believe for it. But once He has, it's not according to His will anymore. Now we know this when it comes to being born again. We know this. People that are lost, running from God, unbelievers, are they waiting on God's timing to save them? No. There's no way it's God's will to live in sin another 10 years before you come to Jesus and get right. Anybody believe that's the will of God? No. Well, are they waiting on the will of God? They're waiting on the timing of God. No. Is it not true that salvation has already been bought? It's already been paid for. It's already been provided. And they could receive it anytime they want to. Is that right? They could have received it 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Right? They can receive it right now. To say I'm waiting on God's timing is a lie. To say I'm waiting on the will of God is a lie. Well, if it's true concerning the most important miracle, why wouldn't it be true concerning lesser things? It's the same. It all works the same. He said that the good news says, Jesus said, if you yourself can, everything is possible for the person who has faith. Everything is possible. That means that what you thought was impossible is possible. That means it's possible. No matter what's wrong, has been wrong in your body, it's possible to be completely healed and whole and strong.
Amen.
Is that true or not? That means no matter how big of a mess your finances are in, it's possible to pay everything off, get completely out of debt, have money in the bank, money in your pocket, have a peel-off roll. Somebody said, what? Peel-off roll. What's a peel-off roll? Peel-off roll is a roll of $100 bills.
Yes.
And you can just peel one off. Or two or three. You don't need them for anything else. You can just peel off a few and say, no, let me buy a dinner. No, let me buy you a new dress. Let me buy you a new suit. No, let me fill up your car. Peel-off roll. Everybody needs a peel-off roll. Sure you do. You should agree with it. You should agree. But you know, if you owe everybody in the country, you shouldn't be going around doing that, you know. You should pay what you owe. But I'm talking about you've already paid everything you owe. Yeah, you paid off everything. Got money in the bank. And got the peel off rope. Is God that big? Is God that real? Is God that good? Would He do that for you? Would He do that? He will. He will. Can it happen for anybody? No. Only those who will believe. It doesn't happen for everybody. It only happens for those that believe. Glory to God. One of the ways you can tell that your faith is coming up, your joy comes up. Depression is a sign of unbelief. Depression is an indicator of doubt, fear, unbelief. The Lord gave me this phrase some years ago. He said, doubt despairs, complains, and is sad. Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad.
Hallelujah.
Say that loud with me. Doubt.
Despairs.
Complains.
And is sad.
Tell me what faith does. Faith.
Rejoices.
Gives thanks. And is glad. Why would you be glad? Because you believe in something good. You've received something good by faith. You're expecting something good. What do you got to be depressed about? Even if it's bad, 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 it's momentary. You're coming out.
That's right?
Yeah. You're coming out. You're coming through. And you're coming out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go with me, please, to Mark, the 5th chapter. Now, in earlier study, we saw that when the disciples asked Jesus, they said, increase our faith. Anybody remember that just a few days ago? Increase our faith. What'd He say to them? He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'd do what? You would say. So now they must have thought they had some faith. They didn't just say, give us some faith. What'd they say? Increase our faith. And He didn't just say, come over here and line up and I'm going to give you some. What'd He say? What's the key to increased faith? Using what you have. And what's the number one way that you release faith or use faith? Through what you say. It's how God created the heavens and the earth. It's how you got born again. You believed it in your heart, and then what? You said it with your mouth. You believed in your heart. God has raised Jesus from the dead. You confessed with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and you're born again. You released faith that allowed the power. You released faith out of your heart and power came into your heart. Amen. Can you see that? When you released the faith, power came in. And again, you weren't waiting on God for a special time. How many of you could have got born again before you did? Years before you did. You weren't waiting on God. Wonder if that's true about anything else. It is true about many things. Well, He said if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, that's one of the smallest things He could talk to them about because they didn't have microscopes. So He couldn't talk to them about atoms. But one of the smallest things they were aware of in daily life was a seed, and the mustard seed was one of the smallest of seeds. Tiny little thing, and they knew how big it could get. It could become what you'd call a small little tree. Birds could build a nest in it. And it started from that. He said, that's how faith is. And that's how the kingdom of God works. In another place, he said, that's how the kingdom of operates. Kingdom of God operates. He said, it's also like leaven. A little bit gets in, starts working, and it'll work through the whole batch of dough. And so instead of begging for more faith, what's the key? Use what you've got, and it'll start working through you. It'll start developing. It'll start expanding. It'll start enlarging. And what's the number one way you use it? You say it. Not just empty words, but words you believe, words you expect to come to pass. Hallelujah. We need to be speaking faith on a daily basis. If something's not working in your life, body part's not working, you need to be talking to it. You say, kidneys, listen to me. You're my kidneys. And in this body, I have authority. Right? I don't have authority over your body, but you have authority over your body. Talk to it. Kidneys function perfectly. Lungs clear up.
Yes.
Now, you don't just say it mindlessly. You say it believing that when you release faith, it causes power to work.
Amen.
Just like Jesus functioned. Just like he operated when he was in the earth. Now, you'll see this in Mark, the 5th chapter. Mark 5 and 22. Behold, there come one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, Jesus, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed, and she shall live. Now you see why this story's in the book. What did he say? If you'll come and pray for her, and we'll see if it's the will of God.
No.
You come, pray for her, and we hope she gets better. That's not faith. What do you say? Now today, if most Christians hear me talking that way, she will live. They go, oh, you better say if it be thy will, because you don't know. People think faith is arrogance, presumption, because the church has gotten so far away from it. She shall live.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me